Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go to the directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook as well. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. That's where you can find that great post about the study that was done on rattlesnakes and learn stuff about rattlesnakes that you don't know. And some really helpful stuff. It was really good. Didn't you always think when rattlesnakes coil up and rattle that they're getting ready to strike? But that's not why they do it. I didn't know that. They're just saying, hey, don't step on me. I'm here. Get away. Don't step on me. Okay?
I didn't know that.
It's like, why didn't somebody tell us that? I didn't know that. It's true.
I think I saw that in black and white westerns when I was a kid. There was the rattlesnake and there was the quicksand.
Quicksand?
Yeah, that stuff you step into and it just sucks you in.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that's probably something that wasn't really for real as far as the environment that they were in.
Okay.
There seemed to be a lot of quicksand around along with coiled rattlesnakes.
All right. Well, if we have a lull in the action, I'm going to pull up that article and see what else I forgot to tell you. Anyway, just so you know, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's our healing show, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Your phone calls take priority, and if you'd like a free treatment for your animal friends or yourselves, number to call is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And we are going to go right to the phones and head out to Mill Creek. And Denise, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Hey,
yes.
I know why you're calling. And of course, you know, we've talked to you on the air before about your beloved family dog, Penny.
Yes.
And I think, did we talk last month? And I know we talked to Dr. Nils has worked with you guys, and then Natasha did a reading, which all of that seemed to kind of shake out this last week because I think you did call in, was it maybe last month, and talked to Natasha. But
yes,
she had.
So.
We knew that Penny was getting close to being ready to go. But as it all turned out, I was kind of amazed. I had forgotten what Natasha had said to you, Denise, but apparently you connected with Dr. Nels, and then what he told you he was getting from Penny reminded you of what Natasha said, because I think
that's
Dr.
correct.
Nels, didn't you tuned in with Penny?
Yeah,
and she didn't seem to know what she wanted.
Well, what she wanted is just to stay and be there with her people for as long as possible.
And she said something like, check back with me in 3 days or something.
Yeah, right. She was putting me off because obviously she was just bent on hanging around.
Yeah, and so I think Natasha, Denise, I'm just trying to have to spare you from going through the details here, but I think Natasha said something like, Penny won't really be able to tell you or won't know when she's ready to go, but you will know.
She won't want to go, so I'm going to need to make the decision, and I'm going to know when it's the right time. She'll be doing okay, and then all of a sudden there'll be a big drop, and I will just know when the time is right. So when I remembered that, I felt more empowered. I felt like, okay, that makes sense. Cause she just loves she used to love being with us, and she wasn't going to let go. Somebody needed to, help her to.
Yeah, and you know, it's been a lesson for me too, because I had forgotten that. But then when you reminded, I remembered when Natasha said that on the air, and me in my brain, when Natasha said that, was thinking, really? Animals know when it's their time. You know, my animals have always known. We've always, but I didn't say anything about it. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
It was definitely her time to go, but she didn't want to go. She didn't want to leave the family. And but you knew. You did know. Anyway, so I'm pleased that I'm not pleased that it was her time to go, but I'm really glad that Natasha was so accurate with that information, because it really did make a difference, you knowing that in the end.
Absolutely. It made a huge difference for me. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So I know, you know, Penny, you were able to send her on her way peacefully this the end of last week. I think it was Thursday, I think you were able to send her across a rainbow bridge. So, and I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, can you check on our Penny and see if you can make a connection with her on the other side? And I know next week's our big opportunity to talk with Natasha again, and she can definitely tune in. But I don't know if there's anything you can get, Dr. Nels.
Well,
and let me ask you, do you ever do treatments for those on the other side? Do you ever do anything like that?
Well, actually, I think I've even done it on this show maybe once or twice in the 13 years we've been on.
Well, remember, I'm old and my memory isn't always here. Yeah. So remind me, have you done that before?
yes, I actually have. Yeah. And the reason is not because, of course, there's not anything physical that needs to happen, right? It's all about the energy and just smoothing. You might say smoothing out some rough spots in the transition. So let me check in on Penny here. You know, I'm not getting that anything needs to happen for Penny. She's fully accepted the situation as it is.
Oh, wow.
That's what I get.
Wow. All right. That's very good. And I think, Denise, you said it was a peaceful process when you helped her leave her body.
Yes, it was very peaceful. She was just with us. We were at the vet's in a very private, quiet room, and she it was extremely peaceful. I don't have anything else to compare it with, but I hear other people saying it wasn't, so I'm grateful that.
Well, just so you know, sometimes in my experience, and that just that's all it is my experience, but in situations where either in most cases, it's the humans that don't want to let go of the animal. That's so hard. They don't want to let go. And sometimes the animal doesn't want to let go, but usually it's the human not wanting to let go. I find those are the situations where the euthanasia process ends up being difficult, meaning the vet can't quite find the vein, or they miss it and go through it and whatever. But there's something goes awry in the process that makes it a struggle.
It's interesting that you say that, because they did have a very difficult time getting a vein. It took probably 15-20 minutes. They tried multiple areas. Yeah, but we were talking about it afterward, and we realized it was good because we needed the extra time. So yeah, I think it was for our benefit, and that probably, you know, makes your point. That's interesting.
But see, that would indicate, and from what we know about the situation, it was more Penny holding on. You guys didn't want to let her go either. I mean, you didn't. I mean, she's been a beloved, family member for so long. But I think you were in a better place with it than Penny was. But so that kind of makes sense, and that kind of confirms that's when you have those difficulties. Somebody's having a little hard time with leaving. Either saying goodbye or actually leaving their body. But the good news is that she ended up going peacefully in the process in the end. And with Dr. Nels tuning in now, I think that's the best news we could get, isn't it, Dr. Nels? That you don't feel like there's anything that she's good now.
When I do this, because I don't hold myself out as being a medium, but energy is energy, and it it seems to work. And it would be interesting to hear if Natasha was getting the same message, because I don't do this every day, not like Natasha does.
Right, right.
But that's the message I got. And since when I was working with Penny last week, I apparently was able to kind of confirm what Natasha had said before. So right. I'm starting to feel like maybe it's actually I am getting accurate information.
Yeah, yeah. I was amazed because I had forgotten, what Natasha had said and all of that. But it totally made complete sense once Denise shared with me what had happened. I do think, though, that it'd probably be a really good idea. Denise, would you like to have a little session with Linda to balance you?
Please. Yeah, that would
all
be
right.
Great.
And is George hanging out? Does he want a session, or is it just you with us today?
Yeah, George is here. Yeah.
All right. So, I'm assuming Linda, it works for you. Will you can work with Denise first and then George? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Denise, I'm turning you over to Linda.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to bring that process that went so well with releasing Penny. I'm going to have you focus on whatever you remember, and what I really am inviting you to tune into is how you feel when you think about it. Just let yourself go there. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of satisfied. The feeling of satisfied. Satisfied in the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking down, just rolling your closed eyes downward. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking satisfied, too.
Denise, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes down, looking to the earth. You've exhaled all your air out, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can, and feel free anytime to take another breath, exhale out and hold out, and just continue to do that as you think satisfied too. Satisfied too. Satisfied too.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Denise, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your thoughts return to the experience of Penny's transition and how you feel when you think about it. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And this affirmation is about being satisfied with ourselves. I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And you'll want to think this multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day. And when you think the affirmation, bring your awareness to your own body and just experience the feeling of satisfied.
All right.
Thank you.
So we pass the phone on to George.
Yeah, George, I'm going to need to get on my earbuds because you're...
I find because Denise and George are part of my spiritual family, and our some of our Kriya classes now we Zoom. So when they're talking, see, I'm thinking, what's wrong with this? Because I'm used to seeing George and Denise on my screen here, and they're not here because we can't Zoom in our callers. Anyway, so did George get your earplugs in?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we are. All right, George. Welcome back to Animal World, and Linda is going to take over for with you.
Okay. Hi, George. I'm going to invite you just to think about a beautiful blue sky. Your thoughts are, the sky is blue. And I'm going to invite you to set that aside and bring a person or an animal that's been on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts. Bringing that being into your thoughts. And then setting that being outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of grief. And I'm going to invite you to think this phrase, I accept the feeling of grief. I accept the feeling of grief. And then we're going to replace grief. And we're replacing grief with the feeling of satisfied. Satisfied and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And doing some slow, deep breathing in and out. Thinking satisfied, too.
George, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied, too. Satisfied, too. Satisfied, too.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing that being that you were thinking about into your thoughts. There's a little more to do, keeping this being in your thoughts. And we're going back to the feeling of satisfied, so setting that being outside your thoughts, you're focused on satisfied, and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking directly in front of you, just closed eyes looking in front. And doing the slow, deep breathing in and out as you think satisfied, three.
George, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight in front of you. You're doing slow, deep. In and out breathing, thinking satisfied, three. Satisfied, three. Satisfied, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open. Tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. and then bringing the being that you've been thinking about into your thoughts. And that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation. And the affirmation, George, will be, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. You'll want to thank this.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied.
Yep. Okay.
And when we'd say, thinking that several times a day, today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Yeah. And really just letting awareness come to your own physical being as you are thinking that thought.
Okay. And the other thing I'm going to mention now for both George and Denise, and for everyone else out there, is just a reminder that Linda continues to offer a free session, okay, off the air. For new clients, and being worked with on the air like we're doing now doesn't count. So that means both George, you and Denise can, you know, call or text Linda, and you each could have another session with her later this week or in another week or whenever would be appropriate to help you go through this process. George, do you or Denise have something to write with so I can give you Linda's phone number?
Did you just say something
to me? I don't hear anybody.
I'm sorry, Martha, what did you say?
I wonder if you do you have something to write with so I can give you Linda's phone number so you can each get a free session if you need to off the air? Was that a yes? You have something to write with? Okay. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992.
Yeah.
So you can call or text her, and you each can have a free session off the air. And she can help you to decide whether it should be sooner rather than later or what the timing would be best. Do you have a sense, Linda?
No, I didn't check for that.
Okay. But you can chat with them about that. So anyway, but just know that Linda's available and you can have more support off the air if you need it. Okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
And if you call us back next week, we'll have Natasha tune in and we can let her know, hey, she was really accurate, but then we can also get, her opinion here to see, like Dr. Neil said, let's see if he's correct in his assessment and all that sort of stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Martha.
Oh, you're welcome. Blessings to both of you. Our love is with you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Let's take care of our advertisers. And if there's anybody else, we could sneak in another phone call. Otherwise, we're going on to current events and Dr. Nell's newsletter. Number to call if you want to get in fast is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog,
you ever
cat,
feel
or ferret
overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at newprosupplements.com for more information.
Hi, Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can check them all out at the New Pro website. You can order them there, or look for them in your local pet store. You can also order on Amazon. And we heard Natasha Venter. We've been talking about her. She'll be in with us next week. And she's our medium, communicator, and general psychic gal. And you can call in for free personal readings or to talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And as we found out when she tuned in to Penny for George and Denise last month, she was pretty darn accurate on what was going on. And that's how it all went down. So remember that she's here next week, and she's also available for private readings off the air. And she also has a YouTube channel, Natasha Venter, the letters IC. Natasha Venter IC is her YouTube channel, and she does a 4 o'clock podcast every Wednesday. And she's got all kinds of stuff up on that YouTube channel to check. And website is intuitiveclarifications.com. And if you'd like to call her to schedule a session or something like that, number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then. You do something great for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. All righty then. Last call for phone callers, 425-373-5527. But since there is nobody there at the moment, I think what I can do is a quick version, because there's nothing new. Let's take care of current events. What, if anything, is here on the current events list? Everything still seems to be happening up at the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park, South Everett. And golly, next thing coming up is All About Mushrooms with Esther Marks on Saturday, September 20th, 1 p.m. And then we've got Lawn to Native Plant Landscapes with Julie O'Donnell, Saturday, September 27th. Then we've got Killer Whale Tales, all about our orcas, with Jeff Hogan. And that's Saturday, October 4th. And then we've got All About Bats, fabulous presentation with Barbara Ogard, the bat lady from Sarvey Wildlife Rescue. That'll be October 11th. And then we have an International Fly Fishing Film Festival screening on Saturday, October 18th. That's an unusual time, 4:30. Everything else is at 1 p.m. And then we've got, let's see, Introduction to Wildlife Tracking. That sounds fascinating. That's November 8th at 1 p.m. And then, my eyes popped at this, Ecology of Hummingbirds with Greg Green on Saturday, November 15th. Everything starts at 1 p.m. except the film screening is 4:30. And you need to call Streamkeeper for a reservation on all of those events, 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. More details at marthanorwalk.com and click on Current Events. And, I wonder, yesterday was the Homeward Pet 5K walk and run. At least they had a decent weather day. Hope that went well. I guess that's it for our current events. Still no callers, so I guess, Dr. Nels, that gives you the spotlight here.
Uh-huh.
And so just for anybody that doesn't know, you know, Dr. Nels pretty much works through his website. That's his business where that happens. And you had a pretty devastating experience. But normally what you do, and people join your membership group, which is only $10 for a lifetime membership, and that's how you get the free Zoom classes and all of that. But when your website went down, that was a pretty tough thing, huh?
Yeah, well, calling it the Summer of WoW, website utterly vanishes.
Isn't that funny? I thought, isn't that a great way of looking at that? The family of WoW, website utterly vanishes.
Yeah, so, wow. it did.
Well, good for you for being able to shift that. My goodness.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it did hit me like a freight train when I learned that my website was not only down, but it had probably been down for weeks before I became aware of it. I was wondering why it was so quiet around here, you know?
So it took you a while, because what happened, I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, do servers, you know, when they go out of business, do they let you, usually they would let you know, wouldn't they?
Let me tell you what, I did a little examination of this after the fact.
Okay.
And what I learned was, no, actually, this isn't all that unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And the fellow who was on a YouTube, had a YouTube video, he works in SEO with a lot of people with their websites. And he says, you know, nobody backs up their websites. And he says, and there is a good way to do it. You know, it's just people don't do it. They don't think about it. And nobody thinks that their server one day will just up and vanish. But he says, it actually does happen more often than you'd think. Wow. And no, they're not going to tell you because, they're up until the moment they pull the plug, they're basically still in business. And, it's bad press to say we're going out of business, I guess. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, apparently it's a thing. And, it caught us by surprise. So, we've been working on the website, and it should be coming up, I think, by the end of this week. We should have that website up. I've been Woo-hoo. Working with the people who are making it, and we've been doing edits now. So, you know, there actually is a thing in the works, and we're very close to it being done.
Is it going to look the same, Dr. Nels, or did you change the whole thing up? Is it going to be a completely new thing?
Right. It's a whole new look. And the thing is it's going to have a lot of functionality. Nowadays, with this AI stuff, which I know zero about, apparently there's a lot of AI things that are built into modern websites that help them search better. So apparently that will be a good thing to have that, you know, extra functionality. It looks like it will be overall a better thing in the future. Thankfully, we're upgrading.
All righty. Well, let's see. So then in your newsletter, now your newsletter goes out to members of your private membership group, right?
Right. There's a few people who are grandfathered in because they've been with me forever. Rather than just cut them off, I just say, you know, yeah, you can get the newsletter. But, you know, if you're going to do any of the things, the workshops, that's when you have to join, right?
Gotcha.
So, but most people nowadays are members. And of course, then we get to announce our workshops through the newsletter, which is great. Our video of the month, which is always fun. This one was fun, the video of the month, because it was a dog that I worked with 6 years ago that, you know, was paralyzed. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And the woman who owns the dog is a person who calls into your show with some regularity. And her name's Priscilla, in case you wonder.
Uh-huh.
I still work with them on a monthly basis just to make sure we keep Olivia tuned up. And while we're at it, we also keep Priscilla tuned up. So it's good for everybody.
Does that mean that you said Olivia was paralyzed, what, from the waist down when you started with her?
Yeah. Her back end wasn't working at all. Yeah.
And the neuroenergetic balancing brought her back to walking again?
Yep. It took a few months. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to rewatch my own video, but... we got her to where after several months she was back on her feet, and she's had a couple of issues in the meantime where she started to get some problems, and then we just got her quickly tuned up a couple of extra sessions, and then she was back in fine fettle again.
Wonderful. What a great testimonial too.
Yeah. Wow. And in fact, speaking of testimonials, the testimonial right below there is BB, who is a paralyzed dachshund. And we've done the same with her. It was 7 years the first time I saw her, and she was paralyzed. And we keep her tuned up periodically. And she had a recent thing that was getting, it was a pretty tough one to get through. But as I say at the end of that, she's getting a little help from her veterinarian as well with some prednisolone on a daily basis, a small amount just to keep her inflammation down. Otherwise, she gets a colitis issue, which when I was working with her, I'd have to work with her 3 days a week to keep her from having that.
Wow.
So, yeah, sometimes a little extra help is a good thing.
Now, there's right. always a great story that your wife, Martha, writes.
Yes.
And
this is about what goes on in our pond with a pair of geese. And anyway, it's a great story. We're going to get more. There'll be another part coming up. So it's a good, fun read and not too much heartache. I don't know if people know this. At about 6 to 8 weeks, when the babies, you know, they are 6 to 8 weeks old, they're now all fluffy and they're about the size of a mallard duck, these geese babies.
Yeah.
The whole family goes walking away. They walk away. And I suppose it depends on the situation. They might swim away. But where we live, they walk away to rejoin the flock. And, we live out in rough country. There's wild animals everywhere. I'm amazed. But in the mid-July, a couple months later, the whole family landed back in the pond. And, you know, the kids are big, like teenagers now, all fully fledged. And so they hung out for about a day and then went about their way. So pretty interesting. The way geese and their families were. Geese parents are amazing parents. They are so dedicated. It is unbelievable.
Well, that's fun to know. So you actually, you know, you get to watch the whole process with that pond that you have.
Yeah.
With them being there.
It really is.
So they built a nest there
thing.
And had their babies and raised them up and then walked them away, but brought them back to say hi before they migrate off somewhere, huh?
Right, yeah. They'll be starting their migrations pretty soon, I'm sure. And I actually take a lot of video of what's going on around my place, and I have a new YouTube channel I'm just setting up called Our Country Life Where the Pavement Ends.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So if anybody wants to go on YouTube,
because you got a sign at the end of your road that says like the end of the world.
It says the pavement ends. Yeah,
because you're like out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and when I'm taking videos of lots of animals, including a moose we had in our pond. I don't know if I told you about that one.
Oh, a moose in your pond?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That sounds like fun and a mess.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. This was a year and a half old moose. And he's, you know, as big as a horse, but just a kid. And he was swimming around the pond, chasing the ducks. It was just chasing the ducks? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't moose chase ducks.
Just for fun. It was just like a dog after a butterfly, you know.
So it was like a teenage moose chasing ducks. Oh, yeah. How fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, incredible. So
did you actually interact at all with this moose?
Well, we stay up on the deck. I mean, a moose is a big wild animal. I don't want to go get.
And I've heard that they're not always friendly.
Yeah, you know, it was great to watch, and he didn't mind us watching or even talking out loud or anything. He didn't pay much attention to us at all. Yeah. So we had a great time taking pictures and videos and just watching his antics.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
How fun.
So we'll be getting those videos up on our new channel as well.
I know you're a fisherman. Are you a hunter?
I'm not a hunter. It's not that I wouldn't hunt. I just never got into it. We used to raise our own lambs for meat. So I never felt the need to go hunting.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. And then let's see. I get back to your newsletter before we run out of time here. Yes, we got to tell that your next free webinar on Zoom is this next week, Wednesday the 24th, and it's how to reset your animal friend. It's the Rasmussen reset that Dr. Nails does all the time. But to attend this, you have to join the membership group.
Yeah. And
so,
until the website's up.
I'm assuming since we're talking about it, that you still have openings in this class?
Yeah, we still have openings. I've got, I can't remember, about four people, I think, signed up right now.
Okay,
we got plenty of room. You'll have to either call me at 208-451-6003. That's 208-451-6003. Or you can email me at nels@healingministryforanimals.com. Either way, and I'll get you signed up and love to have you at the workshop. It's great fun.
All right. Okay, I just had an idea pop in. So I don't know if it's mine or not, but my mother says, let's take care of advertisers before I forget. And we get that done. And then when we come back, we can wrap up with Dr. Nell's affirmation for the month. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
I think so. All right. So everybody stay right where you are, but you got to stay tuned because Dr. Nell's affirmation for the month is coming up and it's a good one. All right. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and now we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Whispering Dragon, our wonderful sound healer. Jude Ponton does incredible acutonics, I think more powerful than acupuncture. She can do the needles, though, if you want. Very gentle chiropractic, and the sound healing with the gongs and the chimes is absolutely an incredible gift if you can experience it in person, but she can also work with you remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. Remember that I'm needing some referrals these days, so please write down my phone number and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends and tell them I can get their problems under control pretty much like immediately, and usually only have to see them once, and I always talk to you for free on the phone. So pass out my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258, and then we heard from Dr. Nels, and we've got to finish up today with his newsletter and affirmation. And just so you know, remember the website's still down, but you can email him at it's Nels@healingministryforanimals.com. Nels@healingministryforanimals.com. Or you can call him. And let's see, what is, I'm almost got it memorized, not quite, I think, but it's 208-451-6003. Yeah. This is coming out of my brain. Yep, did I get that right? Oh, maybe it's locked in. What did I say? 208-451-6003.
Yes, perfect.
Hey, I might have it. And look at that. I love your newsletter closes. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
not maybe true. All right. So tell us some. You always send out an affirmation for the month.
Yes.
Tell us about this month.
Well, after the various things I went through, which are in the story, and of course the biggest one was my website disappearing. Yeah. You know, I was, let's just say I was kind of a mess, and thankfully, I've got some tools I can use myself, and my good friends, Rob and Alexis, my sister, Linda, and my other good friend, Dr. Pete, who all helped me through with their wonderful healing work. Anytime I started to think about the situation of the website, I said, you know, I've got a great affirmation for this. It's similar to my all-time favorite of everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit, but it incorporates the wonderful soothing vibrations of I am so thankful and grateful. And so it's, I am so thankful and grateful for my perfect life. And, you know, people might say, wait a minute, what's so perfect about all that crap that went on? Well, you know, I don't necessarily know why it's perfect. I just accept that it is.
Well, so. And who wants to do I'm so grateful and thankful for my crappy life?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't work.
And this is how you shift the vibration, right, Dr. Nels?
Exactly. And, you know, it is amazing. A couple of days of doing this, you almost might say relentlessly, just anytime I could, you know, I had a spare brain cell, I would start thinking I'm so thankful and grateful for my perfect life. And, you know, my whole system calmed down, and I've been calm ever since. So it's great.
Hey, all right. And your website's still down, but you are calm and feel good.
I am calm. Life has not ended. And
we know there's a light at the end of this tunnel.
Yes,
not a train coming up.
Right.
Hopefully today. I mean, hopefully this week.
Yeah, this week. I believe it will be based on my communications with them. There wasn't a whole lot more to do with the edits. And I think it's going to look good. It's going to feel good. And it's a modern website, not an old clunker. So I think it'll be better than ever.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see it. I mean, because you had a great website before.
Yeah, I really liked that website. It's funny because my wife, Martha, had said for a long time, you really need a new website. Well, I don't think she went behind my back and pulled any plugs, so I suspect
but careful what you ask for. Huh?
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, this is like a lot of things that have happened in my life, and I'm sure in a lot of people's lives, and that is, you know, something comes along.
Oops.
Long and just blindsides you and knocks you into a different path, and that's why it's perfect.
Yep. So just remember your affirmation if you want to do Dr. Nels' affirmation for the month. I am so thankful and grateful for my perfect life. And basically, the more messed up your life is, the more you need to do this affirmation.
That's exactly right.
When thought directs energy. And if you're focusing yeah. on the crappy life, that's what you're making more of. But
exactly.
This affirmation will get your mind shifting in another direction, and that helps shift the energy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. You've got to shift your energy. And if your mind isn't part of the plan, it's not going to work.
All right. So let's see. We got all kinds of stuff to do today. We've got to wrap up the show here. And then we remember 1:10 is the first pitch for the Mariners. And we're going to want to send them some good energy to do 9 in a row. Otherwise, Bigfoot will be disappointed. And we can't have that. We can't have that today. And then the Seahawks are they playing now?
They're tied with Pittsburgh 14-14 in the third quarter, 5 minutes to go.
Okay. Well, so root for the Seahawks. And then if you're on Aunt Martha's team, we are on Monday Night Football, ESPN, Channel 30 on my Xfinity on Monday Night Football. I haven't watched Monday Night Football, I think, for decades. But I'm going to watch because I just am in love with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. And I hope they just, you know, win everything through the whole season and win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Martha, I've got to ask you, was Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football the last time you saw it?
Yes. All right. Do we want to know how old Martha is?
Well, me too. Yeah.
I had forgotten that till just now, but yes. All right. David's going to have to stomp around if I don't get busy here. So, David, thank you so much for keeping us all on track. Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Remember, Nels at healingministryforanimals.com or 208-451-6003. And then Linda Rasmussen, Vertical Energy Worldwide, 206-841-1992 for a free remote, for a free treatment in person or remote. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So let's see. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. God bless everybody.